This is Over the Night with Matt Harrop on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Matt Harrop.
All right, welcome back in. Let's get right down to it. Eric Woodyard, jazz writer for the Deseret News, is joining us. And the Utah Jazz put a shellacking on the Golden State Warriors tonight, 119-79. Eric, really appreciate the time. I'm very excited to talk to you because Utah is a team I have been very excited about pretty much all season. I mean, I thought this was a team that could do some damage this year. Then they trade Rodney Hood, and I wasn't quite sure. But this team is playing their best basketball right now. I want to begin with this. Donovan Mitchell, is he the rookie of the year?
Man, it's tough, man. I mean, you know, they got that young bull out there in Philadelphia, too, man. So, I mean, I watched Donovan Moore. You know, I see the stats that Ben Simmons is having. Honestly, I think he should be a co-rookie of the year.
Totally agree with you, Eric. So they beat the Warriors tonight, 119-79. What happened? Why were they able to be so dominant today against a Golden State team? Obviously, they don't have Steph Curry. Kevin Durant was out there. Klay Thompson was out there. Draymond Green was out there. But Utah dominated in every sense of the word. What happened tonight?
And they came right out and punched them in the mouth, man. It was like a Mike Tyson fight, man. They came out first round, you know, took a 33-16 lead in the first quarter. Donovan Mitchell had 12 with a 33, and they never looked back, man. I mean, that's like when somebody jump on you, man, and they jump out and they're intense and they're fierce. You know, I think Golden State, I'm not going to say they underestimated them, but I think they came out a little lackadaisical. And I think from the first quarter, they set the tone. And pretty much everything else from that, man, Utah led, you know, points in the paint, 62-38. Fast break points, 19-6. Second chance points, 15-8, man. So they dominated. They led by as much as 45. That's crazy.
Eric, do you think the rest of the league and the media in general underestimates the Jazz as a whole?
Yeah, I do. And I think it's going to be a big surprise. I think they can get past the first round series no matter who they matched up against. As far as long as they don't have to play Golden State or Houston, I think they can get past the first round. So we'll see what happens tomorrow in Portland. But, yeah, I think everybody's underestimating them, and I think they're going to show the league, you know, nationally in the playoffs.
Eric Woodyard is our guest. You can follow Eric on Twitter at @E_Woodyard, jazz writer for the Deseret News. Okay, so take us through these previous matchups with the Blazers. Right now the Jazz and Portland are both 48-33. What do you see happening tomorrow, and what has happened earlier in the season between these two teams?
Man, you know, the game I enjoyed the most is when they went in overtime or early in the year when Rudy Gobert blocked Lillard, shot at the buzzer. They went in overtime, and Ricky Rubio and Donovan Mitchell just took off from there. You know, but I think it's going to be a tough battle. I mean, Damian Lillard, C.J. McCollum, we know how great those guys are. I think it's going to be a dog fight, and I think Utah can pull it off tomorrow. I think that's a good matchup for them. The way that they're playing, they're streaking right now. They really want it. You know, both teams really want it, but I think Utah's it's clicking so much right now, and I can't see them losing tomorrow.
Eric, what has Jay Crowder added to this team? Because you lose something, obviously, when you give up Rodney Hood. But Jay Crowder has seemed to come in and fit perfectly. Why is he such a good role player for this squad?
He's added a toughness to the group, man. I mean, when I really realized how much he brought to the team is that Minnesota win they had when it was a big brawl, and they had, you know, all the technicals. I think it was five technicals and three ejections, and, you know, I remember when Ricky Rubio got pushed over by Jeff Teague, and he was the first one there, man, to really really step up to the plate. He even got into it with Coach Thibodeau, you know, and I think he's added that toughness. You know, Rodney Hill was a great scorer, a great guy, but he didn't bring that toughness that Jay Crowder brings to the team, that edge. And like you say, after that experience, you know, when they had that encounter, when the next time somebody tried to push Ricky Rubio, you seen the whole team, so he just kind of set the tone. And he's also a good shooter. He stretches the floor off the bench. You know, he comes in, and nice spot-up shooter, you know, and he's a great defender as well. So definitely added the tenacity and toughness and strong defense to the team.
Look, every team needs toughness. I mean, you look at those old Bulls teams. That's pretty much what Dennis Rodman's role was, and that was so important to a championship team. Eric Woodyard is our guest, jazz writer for the Deseret News. You can follow Eric on Twitter at @E_Woodyard. Okay, so the Jazz right now at the 3 seed. I'm looking at the bottom of the Western Conference playoff picture. I mean, it's just so jumbled. You got the Pelicans, the Spurs, the Thunder, the Timberwolves. Which one of those teams do you think Utah would rather play in the first round?
I think they would probably want to face. They're saying a lot, you know, from what I talked to players, they were saying they wouldn't mind facing San Antonio, but I'm not sure, man. I mean, every team presents a different challenge. It just really depends on how well Utah plays at the end of the day, because when they're clicked in and locked in, I think they stand up to anybody. The only two teams I see them not being able to beat in a seven-game series in the Western Conference is the top two, you know, Golden State and Houston. But I think they got a shot to beat every other team. I mean, this team is sound defensively. That's what wins championships, as we know, defensively. So they lock in defensively, and they got a great scorer in Donovan who's growing more and more confident. And, man, I think they stand a good chance, but with every team but the top two.
I think I know what your answer is going to be to this question. I think you kind of just said it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You just said every team presents different challenges. What is the biggest challenge that the Jazz present? Is it defense? Are they the best defensive team, can we say, in the Western Conference?
I think so, man. I think by far they're the best defensive team in the Western Conference. Top two or three in the league, you know, as well. So, yeah, man, I mean, that defensive intensity, you know, that's kind of missing in the league. Everybody talks about the offense. High-potent offenses, the Golden States, the Houston Rockets, but, you know, the Jazz are kind of old school. They bring that defense. It's a lot of guys that aren't notable names. They don't have a super team. They just got a great scorer in Donovan, man. They found a gem.
Eric Woodyard, our guest, Jazz writer for the Deseret News. You can follow Eric on Twitter at @E_Woodyard. Okay, so one reason that the Toronto Raptors are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference is because of their bench. Everybody's been raving about their bench. Give us a little bit of insight onto in the Jazz bench, because you just said it. I mean, you got your dynamic scorer in Donovan Mitchell, but he's a rookie. This is really, when it comes down to it, Eric, a very well-rounded team. How big of a role has the bench been for the Jazz over the course of the season?
Oh, they've been great. I mean, it switched. You know, as when Jay Crowder came in, it brought another dimension to the team. But they also got Jonas Jerebko, man. He's a do-it-all guy. Can stretch the floor. You know, it's tall, solid defense. You can bring in Royce O'Neal, who's a solid defender, man. He's been growing more and more confident throughout the year. You know, the guy really sits down. He's an in-your-face guy, defender. Before, you know, Tabo Cephalosha has been hurt, but he was a solid guy, a solid defender, but he's hurt. But right now, you know, you can even bring in Alex Burks. He can contribute solidly, you know. And I think they're just a well-rounded group, man. I mean, you start with those guys, that's kind of the core of the defense right there. And Derek Favors as well, man. He's been playing. He's not coming off the bench, but we didn't mention Derek Favors, man. He's been having a great season. He's feeling healthy and bringing a lot of things, you know, in the low post. You know, a lot of teams can't defend, so it's been – they're well-rounded, man. They don't have the superstars that a lot of people might not know, but like I said, a well-rounded team.
Eric, what do you think has led to Donovan Mitchell's big year? Because, I mean, I think it didn't necessarily come out of nowhere, but, I mean, he is just an absolute stud. What are some of the big reasons that Utah has gotten him to be able to really succeed this year in an unbelievable way?
We was just talking to Kevin Durant about this morning, and, you know, Kevin Durant was right, man. I mean, it's opportunity, really. You know, he has a great opportunity where they allowed him to make mistakes early, and it's paying off now. You know, I mean, and he never had to look over his shoulder when he made mistakes. You know, so I think as you go through the season and you're in a good opportunity like that with guys that are willing to teach you, it wasn't no bickering in the locker room or anything, that allowed him to grow. And as the season's going on more and more, he's just growing more and more confident. He's getting better and better with each game.
Eric,
so really, opportunity meets skill.
Is it fair to say that one of the reasons Rodney Hood was traded is because Donovan Mitchell was having the success he was having?
Partly, yeah, but I think Rodney thought his role was going to be different. And, I mean, I don't think he really accepted coming off the bench in Utah. He accepted coming off the bench of a stronger – he felt like a stronger market such as Cleveland. But I think they told him, you know, his role would be a certain way. And as the season progressed – he didn't have the role that he thought he would have. And, you know, I traveled to Meridian, Mississippi. I did a big story on him earlier in the season, the day before he was traded. And, you know, for me talking to people that were close to him, I think that was really kind of the – he kind of felt like he was lost in the shuffle a little bit. You know, and it was time to go. He's ready to go. So.
Eric, final question for you. What's your biggest concern for this team in the playoffs?
Just relying on a rookie. I mean, it's a gift and a curse, but relying on a rookie who's never been – in a playoff setting, it's going to be, you know, interesting to watch to see how he handles that, because the game does change in the playoffs. You know, teams have already been keying in on him, but it's going to, you know, go to another level. So, I mean, you know, relying on the rookie score throughout the playoffs, and Ricky Rubio hasn't played in the playoffs either. So you got a lot of guys that don't have a lot of playoff experience on his team. So I mean, that's the biggest concern, just seeing how the guys react to the pressure, seeing how they respond when things get tough. And I think they have a good shot, though. I think they'll be fine.
Okay,
I think they can get past the first round.
Okay, I lied to you. I got one more question for you. Just describe the locker room after the game tonight. I mean, I would imagine that this was – I mean, it's obviously a confidence-boosting win, but I would just imagine there's just a bunch of positive energy, a bunch of high-fiving. I mean, just describe the energy that this team has right now after a 40-point win over the Warriors.
Honestly, man, they're real locked in. I mean, Donovan is kind of the same way, win or lose. I mean, I probably, like, seriously, I'm not even playing. I've probably only seen this guy, like, semi-irritated one time out of every game that I've covered this year. He's the same way, man. I mean, so most of them are professionals. But, I mean, there wasn't really celebration like that, man. I mean, they was already thinking about the next game in Portland. Even after they clinched, I mean, they wasn't really, like, you know, over-celebrating or anything like that. I think they're just, they're locked in, man. They got a mental focus. And I don't think nothing is setting them back. I think they're just locked in right now. That's kind of the vibe in the locker room. Donovan joked a little bit about his I put it on my Twitter, about his sweatshirt that he wore to the game that said rookie that Adidas gave him. But other than that, man, I mean, they was all even keel team.
Eric Woodyard has been our guest jazz writer for the Deseret News. You can follow Eric on Twitter at @E_Woodyard. Eric, really appreciate the time and the insight on this, this great jazz team. Very much look forward to seeing them in the playoffs. Thanks for the time, bud.
Thanks again. I got to get ready to go to Portland, man, so I'll talk to you guys soon.